The Billy Graham Rapid Response Team believes it has left the city of Ferguson, Missouri, with a new sense of hope, the hope of Jesus Christ. Ferguson was, of course, the scene of both peaceful and violent protests following the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by a white police officer last August. Chaplains from the Rapid Response Team have wrapped up a six-week deployment there.
I think the future is very bright. I think God can really bring things out of the ashes here.
That's Dave Fitzgerald, a Rapid Response Team chaplain and pastor of a church near Ferguson. He says people with whom he worked want healing as they move ahead.
Most of them realize it's going to be a long-term type of thing, and they want to do it right so that it's lasting.
Rioting had broken out in Ferguson after a grand jury decided not to indict a police officer who shot Michael Brown, Jr. Rapid Response Team chaplains flew there at once to help and felt God at work on their flight.
As only God could work on it, work it out, Michael Brown Sr. was on that plane as well as his pastor, and we've talked with the pastor on the plane and he invited us to his church.
That's Jeff Neighbor of the Rapid Response Team, and he and his fellow team members took part in a service at the church at which the pastor set the stage for his community to welcome them. The team's mobile command unit was soon parked in the center of the most troubled part of Ferguson, and the chaplains prayed with and helped many people, including gang members.
I mean, we're talking about hardened street gangs, and they are curious. I mean, that's what they do. We attracted them. To the point where they came in, they sat down, they prayed with us, and they support us the way that they know how to support. They're offering to take us into the community, and they may not have an idea of what hope is through Christ yet, but we are talking with them, and we are modeling for them, and in a lot of ways, they've never seen any of this in their lives.
On another occasion, three young ladies visited the command unit looking to get a hot cup of coffee. As they drank their coffee, Pastor Dave Fitzgerald and other chaplains talked to them about Jesus.
I asked them if they had a relationship with Jesus Christ, and they looked at me with blank stares, not really knowing what I was talking about. One of the girls said, "Is that kind of like being saved?" And that, of course, was an open door opportunity. And I just began to go through the plan of salvation with them.
When Dave asked them if they'd like to pray about what he just explained, they said yes.
And as we all prayed together with the other chaplains around, all three of the girls prayed for their salvation. We gave them Bibles. We told them there was going to be follow-up from other churches coming alongside of them, drawing them in. They were very excited about that. They took the flyers for the event that's going on tomorrow. It was just amazing to see three girls come in. They were physically cold. They wanted a cup of coffee, and their spiritual needs were met, and they were very open to it.
Kevin Williams is a chaplain who has seen the power of Christ's love at work during the time in Ferguson, and he knows what really works.
The only way out of this is to put your trust and hope in the power of Jesus Christ's might. And to hear of someone that is talking about the cross, and to hear of someone that's talking about Jesus Christ, they understand that the light is available. And guess what? They're coming to the light.
As Pastor Fitzgerald says,
basically everybody wants peace and healing, and there was only one answer, and that answer is Jesus Christ.
During their time in Ferguson, Rapid Response Team chaplains prayed with more than 1,500 people, from folks on the streets to first responders to government officials. 83 of those people made decisions to surrender their lives to Jesus Christ, and the Rapid Response Team is working with local churches to provide follow-up and discipleship for them. I'm Mike McLean.